Sheriff Arpaio has endorsed a Republican presidential candidate. Rick Perry is his choice. But the Texas governor is playing catch-up now, trying to reclaim a place in the top tier of the Republican field. Perry's campaign is betting that a barnstorming bus tour of Iowa could make the difference before the caucuses on January 3rd. Here's Ben Philpott of member station KUT.
The bus tour may be the physical start of Perry's final comeback attempt, but it really began on December 6th. That's when the Perry campaign released a controversial ad that questioned whether gays should serve in the military.
As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage.
The ad sparked controversy and outrage in some quarters. It also raised Perry's profile in Iowa and got his flagging campaign back into the general conversation. Even his poll numbers bumped back up into double digits. Now the bus tour hopes to capitalize on that momentum. 14 days with more than 40 stops scheduled so far. Each day expected to look a little like the first, which began yesterday with a short speech to about 75 people in Council Bluffs.
I hope some of you are taking a second look, saying, you know what, this guy does in fact lay out the plan to get this country back working.
Then it was on to Harlan, where he spent about an hour walking the town square. To a couple with a German last name, he recalled his childhood German neighbors. To an Iowa State fan, he talked about the late football player Chris Love, who had grown up outside of Austin.
I started paying attention to Iowa State when he was the number two quarterback behind Seneca Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just a great kid. I mean, just a great Christian kid.
The day ended with another stump speech before close to 200 people at a restaurant in Denison, Iowa. There, he pushed the idea of restoring values in the White House and took a swipe at current frontrunners, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
And we got a choice this election. You don't have to settle for a Washington insider. You don't have to settle for a Wall Streeter. You can have an outsider who has the courage and the conviction and will put into place the hard truths that this country needs to have.
The Texas governor has a reputation as a great retail politician, and the campaign hopes these face-to-face events will change some minds. It seemed to work on Denison resident Charles Pollack.
I was going with Newt Gingrich, and I'm going to go with him. He's down to earth. I feel he's got my back.
Not everyone was easily swayed. Perry took no questions at his first stop, something some Iowans consider a big no-no. Some, during his walk around Harlan, wanted more than the 3 to 5 minutes Perry gave to people. But in a year where Iowa voters and Republicans nationwide have yet to land on a favorite candidate, Kurt Lawson of Arthur, Iowa, thinks he's found one.
He is the most electable conservative of the bunch. You know, there's a few in there that aren't really very conservative, and I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Perry was off the bus today, preparing for tonight's debate in Sioux City. He'll hope to avoid the kind of errors that made this second-chance bus tour a campaign necessity. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Sioux City, Iowa.
This is NPR.